Good morning, Mincha. This afternoon is going to be at 8:10 p.m. And a friendly reminder, we study Mishnayos every single day. Le'ilei Nishmas, Sara, Malka, Bas, Reb Yitzchak. We are learning Mesechta Par. We are in the 12th parak. We're up to Mishnayos, Vav, and Zion. And the Mishnah tells us, Hamazav Ezov Tameh. Let's say a person wants to use a Ezov that is Tameh, like an Ezov that grows, that was picked for food purposes. So, Im Yishbo Kebetza, if it has the size to be able to contract Tomas Ochlin, which is the size of an egg, right? Whether it's going to be, enough to contract Toma, whether to just become Tame itself or whether to be Metame other people. So since it's Tame, Hamayim Sulim, Vazayos Absula. Not only is the water itself that touches the Ezo going to be Tame, but the sprinkling that was done with that water is obviously going to be no good as well. Imbo kebetza, but if it doesn't have the size of a betza, so amayim kshem, the water is going to be kosher because it didn't touch something tummy. But still, since there was a lapse over here, hazayas obsuda, the hazara is going to be no good. Umetame eschaberu vechaberu eschaberu filu hein mea, and it continues to send the message of tuma. If it has the size of a betza, it makes the in the next Ezov that touches it Tame, and that one, and the next one, and the next one, it doesn't go down in gradation of Tuma. HaTorah L'chata Shenit Muyadav Nit Magufo. The Mishnah continues and says, if somebody who is Torah for Chatas water, in other words, he has that level to be able to stay Torah, and his hands become Tame, so normally the hand Tuma is of a lower level Tuma, and doesn't carry its status high to the rest of the body, but still notwithstanding, here in regard to Paraduma water, Nit Magufa, we assume that the body is also going to be considered Tame. And why is that? So again, it's that electrical rule of Matame is Chaber, Vachaber is Chaber, Afilo Ein Mea. It goes ahead and it maintains the status, whereas in other types of Tuma, things go down. If a Avia Vosa Tuma comes into contact with something, it becomes an Abatuma. An Abatuma that comes in contact with somebody becomes a Rishon Nutuma. A Rishon Nutuma is able to be Metame food, which makes it a Sheni. A Sheni that comes into contact with Truma becomes a Shlishi. Each time it goes down. When we deal with Paraduma water, it stays stagnant. The Tuma is still there, but it continues to maintain the same level of Tuma in the process. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezras Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day.